Criminal Psychology, A Beginner's Guide, written by Ray Bull, Claire Cook, Ruth Hatcher, Jessica Woodhams, Charlotte Bilby, and Tim Grant, and read by Richard Aspel. If you were asked the question, what do criminal psychologists do in their everyday working life, what would you answer? If you were to believe the latest television dramas, you might think that the main role of criminal psychologists involves helping the police to catch criminals or engaging in the profiling of offenders. If, however, you had watched films such as The Silence of the Lambs, then you might believe that criminal psychologists attempt to gain a better insight into the minds of serious offenders by talking to convicted offenders about their crimes, like the chilling interviews conducted by Clarice Starling. These popular conceptions of the work of criminal psychologists, while they may be true for a small number, do not represent the wide variety of roles that those trained in criminal psychology can and do work. From assisting the police in investigations, providing advice on interviewing of suspects or witnesses, working as expert witnesses in court cases, working in the rehabilitation of offenders, conducting criminal psychology research, or working in academia, the work of criminal psychologists is varied and wide-reaching. This chapter aims to present a balanced view of the profession of criminal psychology, and to introduce the reader to the variety of roles within which criminal psychologists can and do work. It will guide you through the criminal justice process and provide a brief overview of how criminal psychologists may contribute their expertise at each stage. Further and more in-depth information can be found in the following chapters. What is criminal forensic psychology? The term criminal psychology has been defined in a number of different ways. Even today, there is no accepted definition. For example, 10 years ago, two leading criminal psychologists in the UK, G.H. Goodjohnson and L.R.C. Hoard, defined it as that branch of applied psychology which is concerned with the collection, examination, and presentation of evidence for judicial purposes. It would seem from this explanation that criminal psychology is concerned with investigative, those to do with the police, and court processes. However, with the growth in the last quarter of a century in the involvement of criminal psychologists in the assessment and treatment of offenders following their sentencing, it would not be surprising if there were some disagreement with the definition which would exclude these groups of professionals from being called criminal psychologists. It would seem, therefore, that a wider definition of the term is needed. A leading American psychologist, L.S. Reitzman, has gone some way to provide this. He described criminal psychology as any application of psychological knowledge or methods to a task faced by the legal system.